The Lampton Worm. Lord Lampton was a kind old man who lived in Lampton Hall in England. The River Weir flowed deep and wide past the front of his house. The old lord's son was a lazy lad. He would not go to church on Sunday mornings. Instead, he went fishing in the River Weir. One Sunday, he fished all morning, but he did not catch anything. There were no fish, not even tiddlers. Young Lampton grew crosser and crosser. He shouted, cried, and jumped up and down. Suddenly, there was a tug on the line. Ha! A fish at last, he thought. I hope it's a big one. But when he pulled it out of the river, it was not a fish at all. It was pink and slippery. It was an enormous worm. Just then, an old man walked by.
That worm will make trouble, he said. But you must keep it. Don't put it back in the river.
The old man went away. Young Lampton wondered what to do with the enormous worm. He pulled the hook from its mouth, then he picked it up and pushed it down the well. But one day, the worm crawled out. It had grown even more enormous. It slithered down the hill, over the bank and into the river. It curled itself around a big rock and lay there fast asleep. Sometimes it came out of the river. It chased all the cows all round the fields and frightened the people who lived in the village. Young Lampton did not know what to do. He thought that the terrible worm was all his fault. He said goodbye to his father, then he set out for the Holy Land to ask God to forgive him. There he knelt every day and prayed that the worm would go away and trouble his father no more. But the worm did not go away. Soon the people hardly dared to go out of their houses, so they fed it with milk to keep it happy. Every day they filled a huge trough right to the top with milk, and every day the worm came and drank until the trough was empty. But sometimes the people were too frightened to feed the Lampton worm. Then it hissed and roared at them. It wrapped its tail around the biggest trees in the park. Then it pulled until they came out of the ground. For 7 years, many brave knights came to fight the worm, but the worm was always too strong for them. It lashed with its tail, then it squeezed and squirmed until no one would fight any more. The old lord was happy when at last young Lampton came home, but he looked even more frightened than before. The old man said, "Go and talk to the wise woman of Brugeford. She will tell you how to kill the worm." The old woman said,
"No one else but you can kill the worm, but you must go to the blacksmith who will make you a special suit of armour."
The blacksmith hammered red-hot iron into sharp and shining spikes. Then he fixed the spikes, one by one, all over young Lampton's armour. Young Lampton put on his armour and his sword. He prayed all night for the strength to kill the worm. As the sun came up, he waited for the battle. When the worm saw young Lampton, it wrapped itself around him and squeezed with all its strength, but the spikes were terribly sharp. Every time the worm squeezed, the spikes stuck further and further into it. At last, it gave a cry of pain and unwound its slimy body. Now, young Lampton had his chance. Lifting the sword above his head, he aimed a mighty blow at the worm and chopped it clean in half. The beast was dead at last. The head and the body were washed away by the river and never seen again. And that was the end of the Lampton Worm.